This video series is titled Movie Poster Picks, and we're going to go over it right now. A wise one once said, if they put as much attention to detail into making a movie as they do into marketing a movie, we wouldn't see so much crap coming out of Hollywood. And that's a true statement. And that's because the most attention is given to perfecting the trailer, but a close second is the movie poster. If you're like me, I mean, I love looking at movie trailers. One of my favorite parts of going to the movie is seeing the upcoming trailers, or the trailers of the upcoming movies. And I also love looking at movie posters. And I didn't know this, so I really started digging and researching this, but they impact a movie's revenues by the tens of millions. We're talking about posters here. Trailers are even more. But a good movie poster can increase by tens of millions. A bad one can hurt it by tens of millions. And because of that, production always pay a lot of attention to it. They've used proven techniques that appeal to humans on a subconscious level, been doing this for decades, and they've gotten this process down. Now, using the same elements as movie posters in the images you post will increase your interactions and also your perception as an authority. Because if you can look like a movie star, wouldn't you want to, right? I certainly would. But you're not making many movie posters, though. These are not going to be ones that look like your Bruce Willis and Die Hard or anything wild and crazy like that. We're just going to pick up some small elements that will appeal to people on a subconscious level. And they make people look good in movie posters, and we're going to show you how to utilize them to look like an authority. So we have three different parts of this. One is how to look better in pictures, which everybody would want that. Wouldn't you like to be taking a family picture, wouldn't you like to be the one that looks really good? You're messing up pictures anymore like I used to all the time. Now I almost always look good in the pictures. And also if you're at a business event taking pictures with people, you're going to be the one everybody says, oh gosh, you're so photogenic. Easy stuff here. You're going to be surprised how some simple little tactics can make the world of difference in your pictures. Second part, act two, is framing and adding elements. A very important part. Just some simple things you can do with how you lay out pictures before you take it makes a world of difference. And third one, some simple effects and editing. Just how to apply filters, do some small editing. Most of these things you can do right from your phone, which I do almost all my stuff. Take my picture with my phone and do all the editing and post work right from my phone. So I'm going to show you those three things. So let's go ahead and get into act one first.